The verdict has caused an uproar on social media from both sides. Yesterday afternoon, a jury in Oregon found Ammon Bundy, his brother Ryan, and five others not guilty of criminal charges related to last winter's occupation of the Federal Wildlife Reserve in Oregon. After the verdict came down, marshals moved to detain the Bundy brothers on charges out of Nevada. Their attorney, Utah's Marcus Mumford, argued against that. Marshals moved in, surrounded Mumford, and took him to the ground. Mumford was tased and now faces a criminal charge himself and will have to stand up as a defendant in January.
There were several witnesses who were there who offered to help me out with my defense. The lawyers that we encountered, that we worked with up there, were extremely professional folks. All of them to a T said, you know what, if you need help in handling that one, you know, they were offended because they said, this is not how justice is supposed to work. A lawyer defending his client in the courtroom is supposed to be able to make the argument. And when it comes time for the federal government to say, we have the authority to take this man, they're supposed to be able to show it. And when they can't show it, then they got to let them free. That's how this system works. It was almost as if a case about governmental overreach, they wanted to prove my case again in the last minutes of it by having another instance of overreach and a government that's out of control.
The Bundys remain in custody, by the way. The Nevada charges against them deal with the 2014 showdown between their father, Cliven, and BLM officials over failure to pay grazing fees.